There were so many people trying to listen online, the EPA had to increase its broadband capacity to accommodate the number of requests for connections. The first in 3 days of meetings, the external peer review panel of 12 scientists began at 8:30 a.m. Tuesday. Region 10 EPA Administrator Dennis McLaren opened the proceedings by explaining the purpose of the event.
They will be focused on the science of the assessment and what recommendations can be made to improve that science.
The EPA hired an independent contractor, Versar, to conduct the meetings and select panel members. The 12-person panel includes university professors, consultants, and government agency officials. Their job is to take a look at the draft Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment released by the EPA this spring and make suggestions. 113 people signed up to speak during the public comment day for 3 minutes each. The development of the proposed Pebble Mine depends largely on the assessment. Wednesday, the panel will deliberate 14 charge questions before the public, and Thursday they'll discuss the issue in a private meeting. The first comments were industry-heavy. Laura Tesh, Director of Environmental Planning and Sustainability with the Pebble Limited Partnership, the company working to develop the mine in Alaska, was critical of the draft assessment.
I urge you to review the technical comments and the series of white papers the PLP submitted prepared during the public comment period. This information provides specific details on the exceptional number of technical errors, inaccuracies, and inconsistencies in the EPA report. Miigwech.
Representatives of the Pebble Partnership have been pushing for the EPA to include some of the 27,000 pages of the environmental baseline document they paid scientists around $120 million to produce. EPA officials say the format of the data, a PDF, makes it impossible to manipulate and independently analyze. An attorney with the partnership said the hypothetical mine scenarios used in the assessment were too big and would never be permitted. The draft assessment includes a minimum and a maximum size of around 1,300 acres and 9,400 acres. EPA officials say they developed those scenarios based on public documents from Northern Dynasty Minerals, one of the companies developing the mine. Kendra Zamzow works for the Center for Science and Public Participation. She commented that the mine scenarios in the document were actually underestimated, because once the infrastructure for one mine like Pebble is built, the door will open to other mine development.
Therefore, it is appropriate to characterize development of the Pebble copper porphyry ore body as a minimum and conservative approach. Development of other ore bodies will only add to, not lessen or dilute, characterization of the ecological risk. Indeed, the risk is underestimated.
Melvin Andrew, an Alaska native from Manakotik, who says he works as a community associate with the Pebble Partnership, said the EPA should slow down their assessment. His comment took the form of several questions.
What shall I leave my children's children with? Shall I leave them with a fishing industry as is? Should I leave them with a closed opportunity? Should we open better opportunities that may give them a better living than I did? These are very important issues that need careful consideration, not rushed assessments.
Pebble Partnership officials have said repeatedly that they want the EPA to wait until after they submit their mine plan, likely in 2013, before completing the assessment. EPA officials maintain they are not rushing. They began working on the assessment in February 2011. To date, the EPA has received more than 220,000 comments on the assessment. A report based on this week's meeting will be published this fall. The EPA will use it to revise the document before publishing the final assessment sometime around the new year. The final Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment will be used to guide the EPA's decision-making for large-scale mine permitting in the Bristol Bay region, and could make it difficult, if not impossible, to develop the proposed Pebble Mine. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.